If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Chances are, if you go to a cookout this weekend, or maybe if it's in your own backyard, you will see that Weber grill. It's just a brand that most of us have relied on for years. And our next guest, he remembers actually barbecuing alongside his father on a classic black Weber kettle. He is now the head grill master and director of the Weber Grill Academy and Barbecue Experience, Dustin Green. Dustin, I didn't even know there was something called the Barbecue Experience. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Lisa. How about yourself?
Good. This is a big weekend. Everybody is grilling, and you started as a kid, right? And this is your lifelong passion. I hear you've traveled the globe representing Weber.
No, I have. I'm fortunate. You know, I was a chef for about 20 years, and ultimately an opportunity presented itself to join the global leader in outdoor grilling. And when that opportunity knocks, you definitely don't want to say no to it.
So, you know, I've got a Weber, and I leave most of the time to my husband. We've got the little things where you stack the charcoal briquettes, and then you start them on fire, and then you release them. I don't know what that's called, Dustin. What is it?
The little chimney starters, or little wax cubes.
Yeah. So is that something we should all have and do?
You know, it's a great way to start your coals, and, you know, it's efficient. You're able to see, you know, when they're ready to dump. It's a built-in timer. And they're so easy and convenient.
And is there one type of charcoal versus another that you suggest? Like, do you use the briquettes or do you use the chunk?
You know, for me, and it's funny. There's chunk. There's lump charcoal. There's briquettes. It's different uses for the two different ones. A lot of times, I use just briquettes, though. They're more of an even shape. You get a much more even heat base out of them. You really know how long they're going to last. And they're great for grilling. And like I say, you get about an hour of cook time out of each time you're going to use them.
I understand that grilled chicken breasts are among the top online recipe searches at Weber.com. What does it take to cook the perfect chicken breast on a Weber?
You know what? A thermometer. Thermometers are great for knowing the internal temperature of the chicken, but a lot of it starts, though, with the preparation of it. And, you know, when you buy chicken breast these days, you get these huge, you know, 3-4-inch thick pieces of chicken. They got the tender on the bottom of them. And what we like to do is, you know, that something that it's uniform and even in shape typically is going to cook in a uniform and even manner. So if you take the tender off of it, you flatten it out a little bit, season it with oil, salt, and pepper, you grill it over direct heat. But that pull temperature, that thermometer, that's where this comes into play. You know, I set timers to remind myself to go flip it, to put it onto a new part of the grill to get the beautiful color that I'm looking to get. But 162 degrees is my pull temp. It's going to be, you know, juicy and tender all the way through.
Okay. Any other advice or tips for a 4th of July cookout?
Plan ahead. You know, the biggest thing is to think about how many people you're cooking for. What are you cooking? Have your utensils ready. Have your grill clean. You know, anything you can do ahead of time that's going to make life easier the day of is something that you want to do. You know, you don't want to be running around like crazy. You're trying to entertain people. You got everybody coming over. And next thing you know, you're running around going, well, I don't know where this is at. Where are my tongs at? Where's my spatula? Where's my... Have it all ready to go. It just makes it a lot more easier the day of.
And there are recipes at Weber.com. You can actually go and check out what you offer, right?
Always. You know, Weber.com, on the top portion of our toolbar on the website, there's a recipe section. We have it broken out by meats, by red meat, pork, poultry, seafood, veggies, and then literally it breaks down through there, and you can look for like tailgating recipes, you can look for skewers, you can pretty much anything that you're looking for in a recipe base you can find on Weber.com.
Awesome. Happy 4th of July, Dustin. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Lisa. Take care.